My favorite clip of this entire thing is when they asked him, they said, what are we going to do with the oil that we're in control of? He said, we're going to keep it. Finally, Americans are going to benefit first. Finally. Now, we would have a problem if the first order of business was to ship the profits of that oil to the Ukraine or even to Israel. That would make it not America first, and we must demand that that does not happen. That all of the proceeds, all the profits from the Venezuelan oil that we just took comes here to the American people to pay down the $38 trillion in debt, Mr. Massey. $17 trillion off of $38 trillion is a pretty big chunk. You make the Federal Reserve, you make the central bank eat the other $10 trillion that they have as completely collateralized debt on their balance sheet on their way out of our country. Now you're looking at $28 trillion. Now we're only $10 trillion in debt with tariffs sending us more money than Midas. Oh my goodness. America is solvent once again. Wouldn't that be nice to see America solvent again? $18 trillion in oil down there. $18 trillion. And you could all say, oh, well, we shouldn't be stealing their oil, or we shouldn't just be pirating. Oh, nobody has a problem with piracy any other day. You don't have a problem with piracy when you go buy a new iPhone and the cobalt came from the Congo mines, where some little Congolese kid is down there in the mine picking the cobalt with his bare hands. Or better yet, 15,000 8-year-olds down there in the cobalt mine of the Congo pulling cobalt with their bare hands. Nobody had a problem. Nobody has a problem with that. As long as you can stay connected, you know, as long as you can stay in the conversation on X or Facebook or wherever else you are. And I don't mind you being involved. Speak your piece. Freedom of speech, no doubt. I want more people involved in the conversation. But where is your sacred honor? And where is your willingness to play the game as it really is, not as you wish it to be? See, in basketball, we understand this. When the other game starts to throw elbows, you don't say, ref, they're throwing elbows. When the other team starts to get a little physical and bump and pull and tug, and you don't say, coach, he's elbowing me. That's not right. It's not part of the rules. No, you take your elbow and you come clean across his face and you send a message. And if the game stops and a brawl breaks out, our last guy better not be the last guy off those two benches. That's that moxie and grit and toughness that this country needs. We're not going to be the last one to recognize we are in an asymmetrical war for the future of our nation, and even more importantly, the future of all humanity. We're not going to be the last ones to recognize that the fight is broken out. We're not going to be late to the fight. That's what President Trump is doing. He's throwing the first punch. We're not going to be consumed with Ukraine and Israel and even the South China Sea, for that matter. But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break, because that poses an interesting question. I want to put that out there tonight. But we're not going to worry about those things first. We're going to worry about our own backyard first. Monroe Doctrine. Some people don't even know what Monroe Doctrine is, because your schools have been captured by globalists for 60 years, really. It's not by accident you don't know what the Monroe Doctrine is. It's not by accident they use the Monroe Doctrine when it comes to their foreign policy for their territorial integrity, but we shouldn't use it here in America. We should pay them to talk about Monroe Doctrine in their part of the world, but we shouldn't apply it to ours. Things are changing. We're going to reorient the entire polarity of the world. And it started right there in Venezuela. You're watching The Alex Jones Show here Sunday Night Live on InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're talking Venezuelan.
Royce White Live, coming up next. Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Your host, Rob Dew, really ties the war room together.
Welcome back to the third and final hour of the January 9th, 2026 edition of the War Room. Interesting here, somebody wrote 2025 on the sheet. I'm going to change that and make it correct. It's 2026. Our guest today joining me, Royce White, former NBA player, now running for U.S. Senate in Minnesota. And he's been, we put him on Sunday Night Live. I watched him last week and I'm like, damn, he was good before, but he's really like coded and got what his message is. He's codified it and he's really, I think he's ready. And I hope he wins because we need someone like him in. We need somebody young. He's fairly young, younger than me. We need somebody young in there to give an elbow, to send that message to the rest of the states, you know, that we got to start standing up for ourselves or we're going to be done. Royce, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate the compliment. Thank you.
Well, you know, you're now in the epicenter of what's going on. They're trying to kick it off again, what they did 5 years ago with George Floyd. That's and right. You've got your governor and the mayor of Minneapolis. Do you have any new news? What are you hearing in your area? Aside, you know, we know this lady was part of a anti-ICE group. She was going around doing this all day. We've now seen, we played the angle from Alpha News, which is from the police, the ICE agent who shot her. His cell phone footage shows, you know, exactly what he was doing. He was circling the car. You know, I feel bad for the dog in the car. He goes around, he's getting her license plate, he's just circling back around, and she decides, and her friend's getting in the car, so there's no reason, because people are saying, well, why did he stand in front of it? Well, there's no reason to think she's going to take off when her wife is getting in the car. So what are your thoughts on that video, and then are you learning anything else?
Well, my thoughts are, as usual, I go back, I go to the root of things, and the root of things are the political narrative in our culture is completely upside down. Up is down and down is up. And I use Barack Obama as an example. Back in 2008, Barack Obama had what would only could only be described as a far right immigration policy, a far right immigration attitude towards, you know, what should happen with the process of people coming in our country. And somehow, and it's not by accident. I mean, the left thinks that they can create any narrative they want because like a place in Minneapolis, for example, they're in charge of educating our youth. You undereducate, miseducate three generations of people. You feel very confident in being able to spin whatever narrative you want. And now all of a sudden, America is supposed to not have any border whatsoever. Back in 2008, Barack Obama said 500,000 illegal immigrants was a problem.
Yeah.
We let in 15 million. He said 500,000 is the threshold. That's too much, he said. We can't have that. 15 million. So the pretext for this entire anti-ICE sentiment is completely divorced from reality. And it's sad and tragic that somebody has to lose their life because of propaganda, political propaganda. And the left here in Minnesota, the Democrats are up to their gills in it. Tim Walz, the lieutenant governor, Peggy Flanagan, who said, put your body on the line 2 weeks ago, right? She should be brought up and held accountable. Senator Amy Klobuchar, she's neck deep in the Somali fraud as well. Keith Ellison, I mean, he's going after Mike Lindell's recovery networks with all of the rampant fraud that's happening in the state right now. I mean, so the Democrats in Minnesota, and I've been saying for a long time, this is the belly of the beast, ground zero again for America's politics, the epicenter of the color revolution, for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, you've got the two sides. I'm seeing this thing now. We played a couple videos today of people going in there trying to really stoke, pretend like they're on the right. Whether they're on the right or whether they don't care, they're just going for clicks, or whether they're on the left, but they're disguising themselves as somebody from the right, carrying flags. Yeah. But they don't. There's something off about what their message that they're delivering. And, you know, people on the right aren't going to go over there and go, we executed one of you guys. There's nobody, I don't think, in their right mind going to do that. And then you got this guy here, and he put his thing on. I'm really getting a lot of clicks. He just seems to be doing it for the cred, I guess, online cred. And then we showed another guy with some weird eyebrows. But I think we're seeing more of that now, where you're going to see this to help kick off, and really inflame this thing, especially as we start reaching the nighttime and going into the weekends. You know, people aren't going to be working. And, Minnesotans aren't afraid of the cold, so they're going to be out there in full force.
That's right. I mean, people are going to be out there. But I said on X earlier, you got to understand that in the InfoWars audience knows this well. There's two sides to every coin, right? There's a double edge to every knife that we're up against. And the one for us is, and I've been saying this for many, many years, both sides of the political spectrum in America are willing to trade their freedom for security. On the left, it's the security of social programs and the infinite expansion of a federal government, right? They like a nice, big, fat federal government. And then they cry tyranny, as if you can control a government that's bigger than it's supposed to be in the first place. Right. No, you can't. But on the right, we have not the Alex Jones InfoWar types, but let's say the more mainstream Fox News Republicans have been willing to trade our freedom for the security of a police state. Okay. And so, again, I was there in 2020. I led these demonstrations to the Fed, and I'm probably one of the only U.S. Senate candidates in the history of our nation to lead 10,000 people to the front door of the Federal Reserve. And what I found out was these leftists, these Marxists, these Antifa types, they're only going to take it so far. You know, part of the revolution is a cosplay and theater. They don't really want to go to the guns. What they want to do is create the pretense to become martyrs. And it's pretty ironic that they reject Christ, but they still believe in martyrdom. I mean, what is martyrdom if you don't get the benefit of eternity with Christ, right? But that is their game. Like, they believe in martyrdom. And they want to push they want to create the circumstances to have something to hang their hat on for the 2026 election. The reason they were able to justify the steal in 2020 was because of George Floyd. And that's why we have to be courageous enough to talk about race. We can't sugarcoat it. We can't dance around it or say, oh, well, race isn't an issue. No, race is the whole game. And we need to go right down the middle. What they're trying to do now is what they've been trying to do or refoster since 2020. If we can get enough people to believe, because of how weak-stomached America is culturally, if we can get enough people to believe, hey, people were really against ICE and President Trump's immigration policy, that's the new number one issue. Not trade, not the economy, not transgender jihadists. Immigration's the number one issue. If we can get people to believe that everybody more or less was uncomfortable with what happened there in Minneapolis, we can steal these elections. And that's their plan. That's what this is all about. They're not going to shoot it out into the night. They don't want to go full kinetic with the federal government or the National Guard. They weren't willing to do it with the police when it was them versus the police. So they will instigate what we all agree is a form of rioting. But they're not really trying to raise an insurrection full tilt. They don't have the stomach for that. They want to push it so they can be the martyrs and use that as political currency. That's the goal here now.
Yeah, I could totally see that. And it's interesting the way, you know, you think of Minnesota and, you know, you hear even Jesse Ventura is going around talking about how ICE is bad and stuff. But I didn't see Jesse Ventura talking about the open immigration pipeline that was going on.
Yeah.
He just wants to come in and shoot some political bricks, throw some political bricks at Trump because he doesn't like Trump for some reason. Yeah. But, you know, we never heard him speak out against any of the policies that are detrimental to the United States. It's only when he feels like he's justified. And he's, you know, I think at this point he's an old guy. He's kind of ignorant. But, you know, he says he's going to run for another term of governor at this point. Who are the leading candidates? Is there anybody on the right that is a leading candidate in Minnesota right now for governor?
Well, Mike Lindell will be the Republican nominee, you know, come 2026. And I would assume, or I hope, it's my wish that another governor candidate by the name of Phil Parrish would concede being the lieutenant governor. I think that's probably the most MAGA America First governor, lieutenant governor ticket we could have here in the state of Minnesota. And, you know, Mike Lindell represents the American dream, the American triumph. He's been to the bottom of the barrel, you know, in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
In my neighborhood, we liken crack as to the devil. I mean, it takes your soul. It rips your soul out. This man, born again Christian, found his soul, refound his soul, overcame that addiction. And it's a microcosm of what we're all facing in this country. We're all addicted to the drug of dopamine and social media and the rise of technology, the convenience of a tyranny is what I like to say. Is people love convenience, right?
Yeah.
And we're willing to trade our freedom, for the convenience, as long as the technology keeps rising and you feel the sense of an increase in quality of life because the stainless steel appliances in our apartment are better than 10 years ago, then the government can have as much power as they want, right? Mike Lindell represents a repudiation of that philosophy. And that's why I think he's great for Minnesota. And when he actually gets out, the people know Mike Lindell from headlines, yellow journalism, the lawfare that's been waged against him by corrupt Attorney General Keith Ellison, again, going after the addiction recovery programs. So they know him from the headlines and being the MAGA guy. But Mike Lindell is a great human being, very, very genuine and kind person, has sacrificed a lot for this country, and he's given a lot to try and help people who are suffering from, you know, one of the worst ailments in our society, which is drug and alcohol addiction. So Mike Lindell is going to be great. If the people of Minnesota give him a genuine chance, give him a fair shake, he's 1,000 times better than Tim Walz. I mean, yeah, it's not even comparable. But, you know, people, it seems in this country, and this is the hurdle we have to get over, it does seem like there is some portion of our American population that is so dogmatic towards partisan politics. They will vote against their own self-interests. I mean, there's sort of a sadomasochism, suicidal empathy in what a Minnesota reflects from a political and electoral standpoint. Because nobody in Minnesota, you could go ask Democrats. You're like, we go ask Democrats all the time, are you okay with what Tim Walz is doing? Are you okay with the Somali fraud that's going on? Are you okay with illegal immigration even? And they'll say, no, people should be, you know, have to come here legally. But it all comes back to abortion. I mean, and that's really the buried lead here, is that for too long in this country, women have been made the decision that the Democrat Party can be entrenched in however much corruption they want as long as they retain their right to choose. And that fundamentally, that's narcissistic and it's selfish. And too many men are afraid to stand up and say that. And that's part of the problem we have, too.
And that's interesting because, you know, that's why they never come to a finality. Either we're going to make it illegal or illegal. It never comes to that, because that's the issue they can get people to come vote on, is they're going to take away your right to kill your baby. And people are like, well, and you see videos of these young lady. There was one I watched yesterday. This lady's like, well, my parents, my mom had an abortion before she had me, but if she didn't, she wouldn't be able to have the life that she was able to give me. And you're listening to this self-centered, like, reasoning for, it's okay to kill my brother and sister because then I wouldn't have had the life that I have now. And it was some, I think it was some Nepo baby, and her mom was an actress and then she was an actress. And it's like, wow, it's okay to kill your brother or sister because, so you could have a so-called better life, you know, whatever that even means. And it's just this total stilted morality that has been instilled across our country, and especially towards women, because they do have a captured segment of women. It's just, you know, you go look at the white lesbian women that are out in full force out in Minnesota.
Yes.
And, you know, it really shows they have done a great number on the messaging for women, which is, you know, that was Hitler's plan. He was always wanting to go after the women because then you get the children, so too follow the men. I mean, that's how it works. And you could see it in action, and they're calling the other side Hitler. That's the irony.
Yeah, in Minnesota is the quintessential example of a political culture that's been captured by the radical feminist ideology. I mean, they're really, when you look at Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and she literally says, put your body on the line. There's such a narcissism and arrogance and sort of political elitism that anybody else can look at it and see, even Democrats that live in other states. But in Minnesota, she's so connected to the fight for the right to choose and abortion rights or abortion laws that people look past it. Excuse me, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, why don't you put your body on the line? Peggy Flanagan's not going to be out there in the streets with these protesters, with these, you know, martyred revolutionaries. She's going to be in her comfy, cozy suburban house with her, you know, her posh friends. And they're going to, you know, talk about Emily in Paris and all of their anti-Trump TDS and safe and sound. She's not going to put her life on the line. And that is become the sort of hallmark of the liberal political movement or the leftist political movement, the progressive political movement. We're gonna sort of encourage and brainwash all of these foot soldiers to carry out these instigations and these provocations so that we get the result we want. And even that should be something that the Democrat voter, the average Democrat voter, rejects. But there's a romance to it, right? I mean, there's a place where people are so bored and have lost so much meaning in their life. Yeah.
That's good. She's going to be a martyr now. The Renee
yes.
Good.
She's there's going to be copycats. Yeah. There's going to be copycats because people, even though they reject Christ, they still want to be martyrs. I mean, it's truly kind of dark and poetic, but it's true. It's true. People have a gravity towards martyrdom, and I think that's a lot of this whole cosplay you see. Like people going out in the streets of Minneapolis, many of them have no clue about politics in this country and how things really work. That's why when I brought them to the Federal Reserve, they looked at me like I had three eyes. I said, this is the most exclusive building in the entire Midwest region, and you don't even know what it is, much less what it does. And that's an indictment of your political acumen. And people were kind of open to it. They're like, yeah, how the money works. And I'm saying, why didn't you keep going with Occupy Wall Street? You didn't keep going because you all like the benefit of phony money. The money printers go burr, remember? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. you like that benefit. So I regard this entire leftist theater as just that, theater. Because when push comes to shove, they will vote for politicians that empower the corporate and global elite that will ultimately push the same political movement they say they detest. They all say they hate neocolonialism. Until it's time to defend the territorial integrity of post-colonial Europe? In what world? I mean, you people are adolescents when it comes to politics. That's the real problem. And then as a candidate, you can't even talk to them like that because, like, well, you're insulting their intelligence. No, you insulted your intelligence when you go out there in the street and risk your life for the same political, for the same policy of the guy who you hold up as a saint. When Barack Obama said, these people got to go to the back of the line. They're going to be detained. They're going to be sent back. They're going to go to the back of the line. You're going to learn English. When Saint Obama says it, they just act like they never heard it. Or they come up with some weird excuse. They jump through hoops and say, well, he was just doing that to get elected. Yeah, well, that's an indictment of him. And then it's an indictment of you if you've sanctified this guy. And now it's an indictment of you if you say President Trump is a fascist for saying the exact same thing.
Yeah,
I'm fed up with it, honestly. I don't really have the you know, I'm trying to win an election here. And my approach to politics is tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may. I have no desire and I have no patience to try and, debate these people into submission or into logic. If you guys want to give your country away, you get the government you deserve, and by God, we all will.
That's totally true. And you can see what's going on in Canada. You can see what's going on in Europe, England. You know, now they're like, oh, we have different sentences for white people than we do for anybody else. And we're going to throw people in jail for tweeting and retweeting things. I mean, it's madness. And let me tell you, it's not going to get that far in the United States, I don't think. I think you're going to see, you'll see people rise up at that point. But maybe not. Maybe people are so accustomed to just going along to get along that they won't do anything. We got about 4 minutes left till the first break. And then when I come back, I got a lot of callers, some of which they're Minnesotans or they have questions about Minnesota. So I want to get them on and you can talk to some of your potential constituents, but talk about your campaign. Who are you up against? you know, what are your chances? Who else is running in the Republican in the primary for Senate?
Well, it appears that the leading Democrat nominee is going to be Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. You know, protect trans rights with a knife, put your body on the line, Peggy Flanagan. Which, I mean, now if the shooting at the Catholic school, at the Annunciation Catholic School, wasn't enough, the state House Democrats still endorsed her, which means they're going to triple down on the transgender jihadism, which is just absolutely crazy. I mean, it's just right up in your face. We can do whatever we want. You're still going to vote for us for the right to choose. Now, after saying put your body on the line, it's like, how much can this lieutenant governor actually say before she has to pull out of this U.S. Senate race? Maybe nothing. Maybe there's nothing that she, you know, that she can't mess up in this race. But then you got Angie Craig. And, you know, she doesn't have a lot of support. But those are the two leading candidates on the Democrat side. The real throwdown is going to be on the Republican side. The real throwdown is going to be, you know, myself against a 20-year naval vet, Adam Schwarzy, okay, who was the co-chair for Nikki Haley's presidential campaign in 2024. And his excuse was, well, they asked me to use my name, and I agreed to use my name, but I didn't really know what they were using it for. Then he was at a fundraiser for Nikki Haley with his girlfriend, and his excuse was, well, my girlfriend made me go, so we had to pay for tickets, and that's why I'm on her donor sheet.
Your girlfriend didn't tell you how to vote, too?
Yes, of course. Of course she is. Absolutely right. That's right. And the fight that's breaking out here in Minnesota is that with the help of Alex Jones and Steve Bannon and a few other alternative media sources, I was able to be victorious in a statewide endorsement and a statewide primary without any help from the Republican establishment. I had all of them lined up against me, and we still came out on top. So the civil war, the sort of civil war here in the Republican Party of Minnesota is on. And the dark horse that said that she was going to run, there was rumors, but now it looks like she's kind of, you know, holding back a little bit, is Michelle Tafoya. You know, pro-choice Michelle Tafoya. Another swamp preacher, another monster of the machine, Michelle Tafoya. And there's a lot of them. I mean, there's a lot of them that even wear the MAGA hat. It's like Lindsey Graham. And like, you know, you're playing the video there in the beginning, and I had a comment to Mr. Massey there, and I like a lot of stuff Thomas Massey says, and I love his debt clock. I'm a debt hawk myself. And, you know, I like Rand Paul and Ron Paul and the entire sort of libertarian wing of the movement. But it's like I say to Massey there, or I said on the show later on in that evening, if you're telling me that 95% of the Congress is captured by AIPAC, how do you then say that our president, our commander-in-chief, should go to that same Congress for permission to use military force to defend this nation? How do you square stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly.
I just, you know, we are in a crisis, a political crisis, a crisis of leadership across the entire American political spectrum. And hopefully I can add a voice of reason to it. Hopefully.
Well, and you could go back and find a clip of Joe Biden when he was cognizant saying, we got to go in and invade these countries. He says using a multilateral national force going in to get these drug dealers out. I mean, so these aren't new ideas that Trump has of going in and stopping drug dealers and getting back the oil infrastructure that was stolen from the companies in Venezuela. These aren't new ideas. He's just actually doing it, which is people are going, oh, my God, somebody's actually doing something. We're just supposed to sit on our hands all day and pretend we're going to indict people and have investigations. All right, we'll be right back with Royce White and go to your calls and cover anything else that breaks. You're watching The War Room. 30 minutes coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Come to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Final segment of the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. You can follow me on X at Dews News, D-E-W-S-N-E-W-Z. You could follow my guest, Royce White, running for Senate in Minnesota at Highway underscore 30. That's H-I-G-H-W-A-Y underscore 30. Or you can go to his website, RoyceWhite.us. And we're getting a little bit into the politics there. He's running for Senate. I was watching, I think, a couple of clips of Royce versus Amy Klobuchar in the last Senate race where she was running. And, you know, she was taking you out of context, quoting you. I think she even totally misquoted you on something that had to do with the whether Donald Trump won the election or not. And you said, I didn't say it was election fraud. I just said it was in Minnesota. We got to look at the election fraud. But, you know, that's how they do it. They lie. They take something that is sort of like got some truth in it, embellish it, like, you know, like with this shooting, like, you know, oh, he didn't have to shoot her. he didn't really hit her, you know, because you're looking at this one, or she didn't hit him. And you're like, no. When you watch the video from his camera, you could actually hear the car hit him. You can hear it hit the phone even, and before the shots are fired. And this guy had already been drugged before going after a pedophile. I'm not saying this lady was a pedophile. She's just one of these foot soldiers that, you know, it's funny, Royce. I wrote a movie a long time ago, and one of the bad guys, the group of bad women, they were called the Army of Militant Lesbians. And we're literally looking at the Army of Militant Lesbians right now. I told that to another guy who lives in Montana, Steve. I can't think of his last name, but he's a conspiracy guy. I told him about this years ago. He's like, "That's what's going on. They're getting the lesbians. They're organizing the lesbians because they don't have a man. You know, they've ruined the natural order of things by having this large group of you know women who are not dumb. They're organized into a form, and they're being told they're being victimized. So they're creating that victim mentality, you know? So that's where we're at. But I've got some callers on. We got Chad in Minnesota. Let's talk about the Minneapolis City Council and the chaos in the city. Go ahead, Chad. You're on the phone with Rob Dew and Royce White.
Yeah. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Great to be talking to you. Royce. Yeah, we are in the belly of the beast, as you say. And, it is. It's a proliferation. It starts local, and there's this. You know, you have linear and you have vertical, right? So you have a government that needs to be revamped, and this locally. And you, if you're looking at just even the city and the wards and the representation there, and those representatives are. I mean, there is with. Undoubtedly. I mean, it is all the same. It's just a leftover of what happened with Joe Biden's campaign and his. I mean, if you look at what they support, I mean, you see all sorts of things with those individuals that aren't making matters any better for the city. And to have you running for Senate now, you're primaried, which is awesome. That's awesome news. And to see it, and it's a turning of the tides, is what I see. So I'm super excited. I look forward to November 3rd.
Thank you. August 9th. Make sure you go vote in that primary first on August 9th.
August 9th, yeah.
The primaries are where Eric Weinstein says, and he said this beautifully, and he's nominally a liberal. He does, you know, he was the co-managing director of Teal Capital. So you gotta take what he says with a grain of salt. But he's a very smart individual. And he says, for generations, the primaries have been used to prune the political parties of the populist candidates, and that couldn't be more accurate. And certainly here in Minnesota, I'm in for a slugfest in the primary season. So make sure you go on August 9th to the primary as well.
And what are you doing campaign wise to get people out on the ground? Do you have a ground game going? Have you already started it?
Well, that's why I ran again right away after 2024, is because we already had so much volunteer support. And, you know, it's always tough with volunteers. And I think the political elites know if they don't funnel you money from the various PACs or, you know, NRSCs of the world, then you can't really buy people. You have to rely on volunteer participation. Lucky for me, you know, we had a lot of good energy and volunteer participation. We got to sort of corral it again to really make a push here for the primary season in the general there in November. But we're statewide. You know, we have statewide connections because we ran in 2024. So I'm thankful and blessed to have a statewide network, along with Mike Lindell as well. Mike Lindell jumping in the race for governor helps me a great deal because, you know, people are energized. People love Mike Lindell, especially in greater Minnesota.
And you can campaign with him. And it's home. I mean, you're both campaigning for the state. It's a statewide election for both of them.
Come on. This is the most MAGA ticket in the entire country. Yeah. Find me a more MAGA America First ticket than me and Mike Lindell, and I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Right on. All right, let's go to Al Killer in Virginia. He's in Virginia, but he wants to know what's happening in Minnesota again. So go ahead, Al Killer.
Hey, so, Royce, I love the elbow story, man. That's just like the truth of life in general. So I'm just, you know, I'm looking at the electoral map of the year that I was born, 1984. And out of the entire country, only Minnesota voted blue. It's close. Like it's like a 45%. You got a Republican sway up there. Now, what I'm seeing in the country in general, clearly this is a color revolution, as you alluded to. You see the markings of it, but the important person does not see that. And I love Trump, and I totally understand why Alex is so hardcore in backing him, because Alex really has to look over his shoulder if the Democrats get back in. Steve Bannon, or
100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, and you know, there's a John Rich clip of him on Tucker Carlson where he's explaining to Trump why people are booing him about the vaccine.
Yeah,
and
good clip.
He explains the whole eugenics aspect to it, and Trump is like, "Oh, very interesting." And Lindsey Graham chimes in, right? So they're just Trump's instincts are good. My life, he's the best president that we've ever had, but he just doesn't get certain things. And this, the same thing that happened to him in during his last presidency is happening again, and he needs to call out the Insurrection Act. Now, you've had people on your show. Look, I personally can't prove it. This is my opinion. I think Steve Buchanan was sent to infiltrate Alex Jones, give him a lot of good information, but a lot of bad information. And he was a major proponent of the SH thing. And I think you got the same people coming to you now. I can't prove it with Patrick Byrne. But what has he said that's ever come true? I remember him saying a couple of weeks ago that the CIA was his red line. He would never go near it. And now he's saying he was working for the CIA. And he just comes out saying that Maduro was probably rescued by Trump or could have been rescued by Trump.
Well, that could be true, too. I mean, they even mention, I'll say this, I'll just jump in on this real quick. They do mention a couple of times in some of these news reports, they mention the extraction. And, you know, if I was Maduro, looking at it from Maduro's point of view, he's got a lot of people around him who are Cuban. His whole security apparatus is Cubans. These aren't loyal Venezuelans. So I don't think they have any problem getting rid of him. And I think he knows that. And if he starts to even look like he's working with the United States, boom, he's dead. His family's dead. And so they did take him, his wife, and his kid out of there. Somebody showed a video the other day. They showed like the four different outfits he's already been in since he's been incarcerated. They're like, look, he goes, I've been incarcerated. That didn't get to change my outfit for a week. So he is getting treated a little differently. He's telling people Happy New Year. That could be a whole different thing. And maybe that comes out where we do get some Smartmatic information coming out from him, among other things, about where some of this money's going that the Venezuelans are funneling around. But you got any thoughts on that, Royce?
Well, to his first point, President Trump's instincts and what information President Trump have are two different things. And I think there's politics that happen for the public, and then there's politics that happen behind closed doors. And we all know, without saying it or admitting it, that there is an entire political world that happens behind closed doors, information that we're just not privy to. In the public, we try to piece it together as best we can, and that's why a person like Alex Jones is so important, because he looks at the fine-tuned details and tries to give us a picture or a possible set of scenarios. But we still don't know. I mean, we just don't know what's actually going on. What I will say is I agree that the Insurrection Act should be raised. And I want to say this. I'm glad you asked this question. And this may be controversial, but I'll say the agent was justified in shooting this woman. In my opinion, he shouldn't have. And it's not because his life wasn't in danger or anything of that sort. We still live in a country where the public is grossly undereducated, uninformed, misinformed, brainwashed. And so public sentiment for a president like President Trump is important. He is trying to save this republic in the most populist way possible, which means that he still stakes a lot in what the public approves of. Well, the catch 22 with that is if you have a public that is brainwashed or let's say they are sycophants in some scenario, they're sycophants for a certain political party, it's very hard to have a populist movement. It becomes difficult. So my caution to President Trump is Here at the end of the first half of the second term, and certainly in the beginning of the second half of the second term, he needs to go max. We can't be sensitive to public approval around certain things. And if we are, then we have to be very strategic. And so I give you an example where in the Republican Party establishment, for example, you'll hear all these political experts and consultants like Karl Rove say, you know, there are these key issues, these top line issues you have to be concerned with when you go into an election season. And you know, you have to be careful how you talk about these issues or you won't get moderates and independents. Right. Well, in this scenario, there isn't a more sensitive issue for a weak stomach American populace than a woman being shot in the streets by a federal officer. And so we have to deal with that. I mean, if we're going to talk about it from strategy, and if we're going to play the public approval game, then every ICE agent has to understand the most important thing to save this nation is to finish the task of deporting every illegal immigrant that came into this country under Joe Biden. What happened out there in the street here in Minnesota hinders our ability to do that. Mm-hmm. Right, wrong, or indifferent, it does functionally hinder our ability to be able to maintain public sentiment about deporting these illegal immigrants.
Because it brings more people out to stop.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Absolutely. And even it more importantly, it's going to be used to justify the 2026 midterm steal that's going to stifle President Trump in the second half of second term. Yeah. But and here, I'm more of a purist. I'm more brash and smash mouth. But if we're going to go brash and smash mouth and say, hey, we don't care what the public sentiment is. What's right is right. I agree with that. But then you have to release the full unredacted Epstein files, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to go and snatch all of these voting machines out of the walls that you know can be hacked. So if we're going to go max, let's go max in the places that we know are the fundamental linchpin of corruption. And let's go max and not mess around with the public sentiment. If you're going to play public sentiment, then every ICE agent has to understand they need to carry the utmost discretion when dealing with any of these operations, because the future of this nation rests upon the edge of a blade, and we need ICE to carry out this task. We actually need them to finish what they've started, and we've only just begun. So that's what I'll say to President Trump in relation to my guy's question is, I agree, we should go max. And you know where we really should go max? Start detaining these judges.
Yeah.
Raise the Insurrection Act on them.
Yeah.
Start detaining these judges. All these judges who are trying to play coy with this constitutional crisis and the theory of the unitary theory of the chief magistrate and President Trump, and now you got the Rhino Senate voting to pull back in Venezuela,
right. Yeah.
And with the hemispheric strategy, you're seeing there it's all right up on the bar for us. So he's got to go max, and the American people need to support him, or at least the MAGA and America First movement need to support him going max.
And I tell you, his first 50 days, he was moving at light speed, especially with Doge, and they were uncovering stuff. But like at the end of the day, it's like, well, wait, where are the Doge arrests? You know, it's like we haven't seen any of this stuff. It has to be codified. It has to be, these people need to be held accountable. And speaking of accountability, I got an interesting question from Clown Car over in Coney Island. Clown Car, go ahead with your question. This is an interesting question. This is a question for you, Royce, and I think you're gonna enjoy answering this because I don't think you're gonna have any problem answering it. Go ahead, Clown Car.
Hey, peace, Clown Car, reporting for duty. I just wanted to ask Royce. Listen, there's got to be a time that being in politics that you're gonna feel compromised, somebody's approached you, somebody's threatened your life. I was wondering if you could tell us now a code word that we would know. I mean, you just brought all the stuff about the Trump with took a picture recently with all the judges that support him, kind of along those lines, and also about the Dominion machines. Obviously, it's not about drugs, it's not about oil, it's really about those machines, because if he doesn't get voted in, then there's a problem. But also, like when he was talking with Zelensky, he said, hey, what do you mean? If we get into a war, I could do this for another 3.5, for another 4 years. I tell you what, in 3.5 years, I might reconsider that. So that's the part where Alex said, oh, he didn't say that, but he did say it. Anyway, so Royce, give us a code word. You know, like Dave Chappelle said, I stand with Israel?
Yeah. Well, let me say this to you in full transparency. I'm certainly not as good of a politician as President Trump, nor am I as good of a businessman, or let's say a successful adult in America. I'm probably going to catch a bullet because I'm not good enough to use code words or anything like that. I can say with 100% confidence, the reason why a lot of people around the country still don't know who I am. I put up content every week, and every week we get the same response. Man, I'm just now learning about you. Is because they know that there is not a single cell in my body that would be willing to compromise or sell out this nation. I'll die first, death before dishonor. And so there won't be a code word. When they come to me and they offer me to sell the American people out, I'm going to tell you straight up. And I might not live too long after that. And that will be, you know, that will be the signal. That will be the alarm that we ride at dawn. And that's the way it's going to happen for us to save the republic from here on out. I'm not good enough to have code words, sir. Sorry.
Well, what's a power forward do? He goes up and gets the rebound. You know,
that's
he's
right.
not asking for
that's
permission.
Right. No, we just elbow. We're going to elbow our way through the lane. We're going to, you know, when the dugout's clear, you throw that pitch, that bean pitch high up and inside. I'm coming to that mound. And if I catch one of my teammates slow out of the dugout, I said last weekend on InfoWars, you know, our third base coach, who's a retirement sort of relic, who's a dugout guy who the organization's just keeping around for his, you know, his wisdom. If I catch him coming out of that dugout before you do, I'm fighting you when we get back to the locker room. Right. And there's a moxie and grit that we've lost in this country, and especially the America First and MAGA movement. We have to divorce ourselves from the watered down nicety of the post-Enlightenment Christianity. The post-Enlightenment Christianity is way too nice. And that's how communists and Satanists have taken our country. Now we got to be ready to throw elbows.
Yeah, exactly. And we have to do it quickly. There's no time to waste. Let's go to Alex. This is our final caller. It's on the board. Now, we don't need to take any more calls after this. We've got about 6 minutes left. Let's go to Alex in Northern Virginia. Let's talk about corrupt politicians. Go ahead, Alex.
Good evening, gentlemen. Okay, it's a pleasure talking to the both of you. But really, I wanted to state that there's also a way that we as citizens, if we have concrete, justifiable evidence against any senior officials, especially like Nancy Pelosi, because she's a senior defense official, like the video where she admits to accepting responsibility, that can be used and file a complaint and an investigation. It only takes one. DODIG.MIL. This is for any senior official. If we have the solid, concrete evidence, both media and people, all it takes is one credible piece of evidence, and they will go into an investigation, and Department of Defense, Inspector General, they don't play. And they will get down to it. They have an excellent rate. So when you go onto the website, you scroll all the way down, and you'll see the hotline. You'll see whistleblowers. You can file it right there.
Yeah, we got it up right now. You've reached the official website for the DOD hotline. Go back up at the top, guys. It looked like it had the whistleblower thing at the top right, at the very top of that page. And there was a little thing that said, are you a whistleblower? Yeah, right there, hotline. Confidential means to report fraud, waste, and abuse, and other violations of law or policy. Whistleblower protection and top challenges. So, you know, these are all, I love seeing this. This is all good stuff. Will it happen? Royce, can it happen? Will it happen? Do we have the balls to do what it takes to turn this country around?
Well, that's the ultimate question. I think we're going in the right direction. I mean, people like me 10 years ago wouldn't have even thought to get involved in politics, let alone run for United States Senate. You're not even supposed to be able to run for United States Senate unless you can come up with $10 to $20 million or sell out, you know, pre-commit to a special interest or lobby. And President Trump, like him, dislike him, hate him, love him, agree, disagree. He encouraged an entire generation of people to get involved in the political process despite not having the backing and support of the machine or the corrupt money. And, you know, AIPAC won't give me a single dollar. And if they do and we catch it, we're going to send it back. And that goes for any PAC and lobby. So even that is a signal that this country's moving in the right direction. The question is, can we thread the needle here, and can we do it in time, before our enemies take over? I'm hopeful. My goal is to get 10 to 15 truly America First United States senators that can hold the sway on the majority. We're not going to get a super majority overnight. I don't think the American people are involved enough in the political process. Or we could. I mean, we could vote out, 40 U.S. senators but that's not going to happen realistically. We could get 10 to 15 America Firsters. If they take PAC money, if they're connected to special interests and lobbies,
if they won't name certain groups of people, whether it be blacks or Jews or anybody else, vote them out, primary them. Vote them out and primary them. Then we could have a sway on the majority, and we could really get some stuff done in President Trump's second half of his second term, and the country looks bright going forward. So that's all we can really do. We don't know, the crisis point of which we have no return in this nation, but we know we're getting close. So let's get involved as best we can.
How do you feel about the filibuster? Do you think we should get rid of it?
It depends on who's in power.
Yeah.
And people will look at that and say, well, I mean, that's pretty, that's hypocritical. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. Because if the Democrats are in power, I love the filibuster. I would use it ad nauseum. But if President Trump is trying to save this republic and implement America First policies, back apropos to my point about the libertarian movement and sort of this Thomas Massie wave, is don't tell me that 95%+ of the Congress is captured by AIPAC and then tell me that I have to follow the letter of the law with that same Congress. You're basically Israel first. Yeah. If you tell me I have to go to an Israel first Congress
to get a blessing,
for permission to do, to get a blessing, are you Israel first? I mean, in a sort of, roundabout way, you are, without saying it. And maybe he's overlooked that, that nuance or that detail. But my opinion is the filibuster, depending on who's in power. If the Democrats are in power, I want to use it. If it's getting in the way of President Trump saving this country, which obviously it appears it is, then nuke it. Fine.
And then
we can bring it back. We can bring it back when we have when we can bring it back. When we save this, it's like, again, when you clear the dugouts, the rules of baseball don't change. The rules are suspended until both teams decide they had enough and they're going to resume the game under the rules. Right. But we don't have that understanding. So a lot of things can go and then come back once we have an understanding again in this country.
Right. Well, that's a pretty, very interesting answer there. I was under the assumption once you get rid of it, you can't bring it back. But I guess you could. I mean, they created it in the first place. So it is something that could be brought back, and then once you have that, if you don't have that majority to change it, you can never change it. But it is a tightrope to walk, because if you do change it and they get into power and then they're like, well, we're going to do whatever we want. Here we go, abortions for everyone. We're selling baby parts. This is what we're doing now. We're turning into Satanists. Hail Satan, and that's what these people do. So, Royce, tell people where they can find your information for running for Senate, and what's your next big event?
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you to the callers, the InfoWar audience. RoyceWhite.us, that's our Senate website, RoyceWhite.us. You can find me on all major social media platforms. Also, my podcast, Please Call Me Crazy, on YouTube and Rumble. Real America's Voice, Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern, before Steve Bannon and War Room. And more recently, I got the Sunday Night Live Hour on InfoWars from 6 to 8 p.m. So make sure you tune in this weekend. It's going to be hot and heavy. So thank you.
Appreciate I was watching it. That, and I texted Daria. I said, we got to get him on every week till this Senate race is done, because we need more voices like Royce White out there. So appreciate having you out there. It's great. You got courage. And we need more Royce White. So that's it, guys. We're done for the week, and we'll see you back next weekend on the War Room.
Before I go any further, you want hardcore information like this out there? You want to beat the globalists? You want to change the world? I need your support. And I'm going to sell you stuff that works really great so you get it and love it. You're crazy if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, our RSGMOS, and our bovine colostrum. Is a private label of the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. What comes out of a cow the first 2 weeks of its milk is just magic. Supercharges your whole body. Until Sunday night at midnight, we have a limited supply. Buy one bovine colostrum, get one free at thealshowstore.com right now. That's the new sale running through Sunday. Separately, this happens every 2 months. There's a one-week period where there's an overlap. Each month they give away another super off-road vehicle, where you can get both when you buy anything you put in the sweepstakes. And 50 times entry only this week. Only time we do it on both the Ford Raptor twin turbo V6, 450 horsepower, 510 pound feet, on, and the Ford F-250 diesel, 475 horsepower, huge, just a huge off-road package, $20,000 in cash to win, all that. That ends in a few days as well. So take advantage of it all. But thanks for your support. TheAlexShowStore.com. Buy one bovine colostrum or discount and get one free until Sunday night at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Nicolas Maduro extraction set? No way! This is awesome! Time to gear up, men! We're going into action!
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.